This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1550, Prepositions and Pancakes.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. In today's episode, we answer a great question from our listener, Pedro. What is the difference between made of, made with, and made out of in English? Find out the nuances with these prepositions today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. What's going on, Michelle? How are you feeling today?
Hey, Lindsay, I am good. Do you remember, this is kind of a random topic, but we were talking about fashion recently. Do you remember that Lady Gaga once wore a dress that was made out of meat?
Made out of what?
Meat. This was years ago. Oh, actually, we're going to be talking about fashion. I got the order mixed.
Tomorrow, guys. Make sure you show up for tomorrow's episode.
We'll be talking about this more soon. But to prep you for that, yeah. I don't know, guys, if you know about this, but once Lady Gaga wore a dress that was made out of meat to some awards show, and it was a big, big deal. Yeah.
I did not know anything about that. That's so crazy.
You'll have to Google it. Yeah, it was made out of meat. Gross.
Made out of meat. Okay, got it. I see you're alluding to maybe we're talking about prepositions a little bit today.
Well, yes. Well, we have a question today from a listener about the difference between made with, made of, and made out of. And this is a really cool question because it's one of those where you don't realize, you know, necessarily the differences. And then you go into them and it's like, oh, that really makes sense. So I love it. I love this. This is from Pedro today.
Yeah, they are quite different, aren't they? So I'm going to read the question. Okay, Michelle, are you ready?
Go for it.
All right, here we go. Hello, Lindsay, Michelle, Jessica, and Aubrey. My name is Pedro, and I'm from Spain. I've known you for years, a few years. I like your podcast, and I don't miss any of them. That's awesome.
Nice. Thank you.
First of all, Happy New Year, and keep doing such great podcasts. I'd like if you found the following question interesting enough to make an episode about. I'm not sure if these phrasal verbs using make are interchangeable or not. They are make of, make out of, and make with. For instance, are these sentences the same? The cake is made with butter. The cake is made of butter. The cake is made out of butter. Ooh, thanks for your great job on the podcast, Pedro.
Good question. Good.
It's a head scratcher.
It is a head scratcher, definitely. Yeah, these are the best kinds of questions. Yeah, they really make us think. So guys, we're going to get into it in just a second. But Lindsay, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Well, guys, we are ramping up our social media stuff, okay? So you can follow us now in a lot of places. Instagram, we're on Twitter, LinkedIn, even TikTok. We just got started on TikTok a little late, but we're there.
Awesome.
And also WeChat, if you're in China and you want to consume the podcast over there. We have updates there every week. Really good stuff. So find your social media platform of choice and check it out, guys. So good.
Awesome. Yes, we have fun over there. So that's awesome. Yeah. All right, guys. So let's get into it. So this was inspired from the Cambridge Dictionary, this answer. I'm excited about this one. So this is something about something creating something. I know that sounds ridiculous, but there's more to it. So with the cake, the butter is helping to create the cake, right?
Got it.
So, okay. But there's more to it. So made out of, let's go over made out of first. When something has changed a lot to make something else, usually something unrelated or something that you wouldn't think could make something else, right? So
okay.
That's made out of. So for example, do you like my necklace? It's made out of guitar picks and soda can tabs.
Ah, so that's why you said at the beginning that Lady Gaga wore a dress made out of meat? That makes sense.
Right, right, okay. Right. So it was something that changed a lot to make something else. So meat changed into make to make a dress, right? So
that's
it was something
so
that you wouldn't think that would make a dress, right? So that's why I said made out of.
So interesting. Oh, man. English is a tricky one, right? Because all we're doing is we're adding this one little preposition out, and it's kind of changing the nuance a little bit. Although you also could say, my dress is made of guitar picks, right? You could say that, right?
Right. Exactly. And yeah, that is true, right? So we're giving you kind of some distinctions, but there is some overlap as well, right?
Yes.
So again, with the butter example, I don't think that any of those would make me say, what are you talking about? It's made out of, you know, it's not, right? Don't you think, Lindsay?
Well, yeah, I think that's why I think he had such a good question.
I
feel like all of these are, it's a hard example with the butter because they all kind of work.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but that's made out of like one basic distinction of it could be maybe kind of strange or shocking, right? Like that it was made out of this. Oh my gosh, right?
Do you like to like create crafts like that, Michelle? Anything you like to make? I don't know, some people have a thing that they make. They just make, I don't know, placemats out of coasters or something.
Nah, I don't make anything.
No. Okay.
Do you make anything? I don't make anything.
I'm trying to think. I like making like, you know, you can go to those cheesy websites where you submit your photos and you make a quilt out of like your photos. Although that's a little different because it's not exactly made out of your photos.
Right.
The photos are just printed on the quilt, but the quilt is made out of the material. So it's a little different.
Right. But you could say it's made out of, I mean,
I guess
it's a nuance, but I don't think it would be like a crazy thing to say made out of.
No. I'm trying to think of a good example, but there's cool. People can get really creative. For sure.
Oh my gosh. For sure. Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, that's why I thought of the guitar picks. Like, I feel like I always see purses made of them, or I don't know. Or you see, you ever seen those ones where it's made out of candy wrappers or something
what,
like
the,
that?
A purse or what's made out of?
Yeah,
candy
I've
wrappers?
Seen purses or.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very creative. Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but let's get into made of.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So this is the same idea, but this might be like a little bit more general, a little bit more normal. This is more about just created with. It's kind of like it's created with something, right?
Okay.
So for example, if I say my couch is made of leather.
Yeah.
Right?
So this is a little more mainstream, is you're saying, right? Kind of like more typical, the typical use of it. Right.
Right. This is just kind of like, oh, yeah, it's made of leather. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not a surprise, really.
Okay. And then, you know, the clock is made of rose gold. It makes me think of actually, I wonder if this one would work. My pancakes are, I guess that would be better for the next one, wouldn't it be? I'm thinking of pancakes. I was wondering if you like pancakes with like oat flour or just regular white flour, but that's with. So that's coming up next.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, made with. Now, again, this was, from Cambridge Dictionary. So this is, you know, how I realized it. But they say that made with is more about food, right? Something you're eating or drinking. So the soup is made with pumpkin, lentils, and broth.
Okay. Cool. So ingredients, guys, probably the more common usage between all three of these, right?
Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, would you agree with this? Does this sound right to you?
I do. Well, it's funny because before I even read what you had written in our notes, I said, oh, pancakes, that would be made with. So viscerally, yes, I agree.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, I know. It was kind of like, oh, yeah, that is right?
That does make sense. Yeah. So what do you like to put in your pancakes?
I've made banana pancakes, like pancakes from bananas. Have you ever done that?
So good. You mean bananas in the pancakes or bananas, like,
I mean, like the pancake flour. Is a banana.
Okay, interesting. It's interesting.
I think it's basically, I haven't done it in a while. I think it's bananas and eggs, maybe some, yum. A little bit of oats. I don't remember. Ooh. But yeah, it's pretty good. You'd have to Google a recipe or something, but it's so easy. It's like, oh, 2 or 3 ingredient pancakes. And no, but I like pancakes with bananas as,
yeah, me
as
too.
Well.
I like,
what about you,
good.
Lindsay?
I like some like good blueberries, but yeah. Obviously if I want something sweet, chocolate although in the chip. U.S. we eat huge pancakes with a ton of syrup, so we just like sugar bomb ourselves over here. Yeah. But yeah, I would like, if I wanted to go for something really sweet, I would go for banana and chocolate chip pancakes with lots of syrup. Good stuff.
That now I'm drooling. Made with is good. Okay. If you kind of, you want to talk about, you know, recipes, talk, share something you cooked, right? Mm-hmm. I think that would be very useful.
Get to know the members of the All Ears English team on social media. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, WeChat, or even Clubhouse. So wherever you hang out on social media, we're there, and check it out. See you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then there's one more, which is a Cambridge Dictionary. They mentioned made from, right? This is a little bit more, they say, about construction, or they mentioned manufacturing or productions, right? So you could say like, oh, the bars were made from metal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But this is very, I mean, honestly, this one kind of gets me, because some of these really do overlap. I mean, I think that the key takeaway for today is that made out of is generally for something a little bit more unique, a little bit more interesting. And made of is a little bit more general, usual. And made with is for food. And then if you want to tag on that, made from can be more about like how something's really constructed.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, what you guys should do now is write these down and write down 5 examples in your life for each one. Right, so that you immediately get it. Okay, that's how we learn, especially when it comes to these nuanced prepositions. It's tricky. We have to put your own life into these examples. Okay,
absolutely. Yeah. So again, I think some of these are very close, but there are differences. I mean, I suppose with that cake example, I would say made with, right? So if I say the cake was made of butter or made out of, right? It almost makes it sound like to me the entire cake is butter, which maybe it is, but it sounds more like the actual cake rather than an ingredient, right? So it gives me kind of this funny image of a big chunk of butter as a cake, and so I might say it's made with butter.
Yeah, that's why I was confused with the made out of pancake. You said you like your pancakes made out of banana. I was like, wait, you mean made with banana or made out of banana? Very strange.
Oh, did I say made out of?
I was just confused. I don't actually remember what we said.
Well, if I said made out of, I mean, maybe in that way, I mean, like, because I was talking about a food, but I was talking about something unique. We'd have to go back and listen to what I said.
We'd have to go back. Yeah.
So I guess in a way, maybe when it's kind of this funky recipe, maybe, and you're like, oh, surprise, it's made out of. Right.
Not what you would expect a pancake to be made out of. Normally they're made out of flour and sugar, right? So very cool. Very interesting. And it's such a good question from Pedro, right?
Definitely. This is great. Right. I love it. Yeah. I mean, again, I wouldn't think much if you interchanged these. This is very nuanced. I don't think anything is going to be completely wrong, but there are these small differences. So it might just be something sometimes that just sounds right. And it's probably because of these general rules. So, you know, listen for the context and listen to what others say. And, you know, now you have some general guidelines of what you can use.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So, Michelle, should we do a role play to help our listeners solidify their learning here? What do you think?
We definitely should.
Okay, so here we are. We are at a farmer's market and a crafts market. And I mm-hmm. used to love going, you know, I do in general. I love going to too. Farmer's markets. You get a coffee, maybe wander around, buy some veggies for the week. So good. So good.
Yeah, me too. All right, here we go.
Okay. Oh, wow. Check out these earrings.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. It says here they're made out of shark teeth.
That's shocking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at this food stand. Oh, my goodness, Lindsay. These muffins look delicious. They're made with chocolate and pistachio nuts.
Oh, let's get some. I love this stand. The table's so beautiful. I think it's made of real natural wood.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It is beautiful.
It says here that they also sell furniture, and all of it is made from recycled materials.
Oh, nice.
Interesting. Oh, that is always my downfall at these farmers markets, the samples. That's what's so great about farmers markets is the samples.
That is the best thing ever. That is one of the greatest joys in life.
It really is. It really is. It's so good. Guys, if you are in the Connected Communicator online course, a lot of students have been getting into that course lately, by the way. Great. If you're in there, one of the lessons is actually filmed at a farmer's market where I interview a native speaker and we get lots of native natural vocabulary for a farmer's market. It's so cool. So go to allersenglish.com/connection to join everyone else that's getting in there.
love it. All right, let's go through it, Lindsay. So you are looking at these earrings, and I said they're made out of shark teeth, right?
Yeah,
so it's kind of surprising, right? Maybe they don't look like they're made out of shark teeth, but they are, right? I mean, if I said I wouldn't say made with shark teeth, because that would sound like that's like an ingredient. So that would sound a little funny to me, but I might say made of. I mean, I could but say. Made out of, I think, is the most natural sounding thing here. What do you think?
Yeah, because when you add that extra preposition, it makes it sound like something exotic is going to be named, right? You're talking about something kind of exotic, kind of special that you'd get at a craft fair, right? So yeah, I agree. I think the best one is made out of, but you could say made of too.
Right. And then what do we say with the chocolate and pistachio nuts?
Ooh, I'm getting hungry too. So, they're made with chocolate and pistachio nuts. So made with. So that one is standard. Right.
And then you said, I think the table is, so you said, I think it's made of real natural wood, right? So, you know, we were talking about made of leather, made of wood, right? I mean, you could say made from, you could say made out of, I mean, it's okay, but made of, I think, is a really natural choice here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I love it. And then what's the last one, Michelle?
Made from. It's all made from recycled materials, right? So this is kind of the construction here. Now, you could have said made out of, because maybe that's generally like one of those surprises, right? It kind of is when you find something is made out of recycled materials. That's kind of like, oh, wow, you know? So you could have switched this one up, in my opinion.
So there seems to be a lot of flexibility, maybe more than Pedro expected, right, when he asked the question. There's a lot of flexibility here, guys, but there are some nuances at the same time. So it really depends on your level, how you want to take this episode. If you're super high level and you're ready for the nuances, then go for them. But if not, then don't worry too much about the differences. That's what I would say, Michelle.
I think that's a really, really good point. I mean, really, we gave you some guidelines here. We, you know, there's a lot of flexibility, but there are some things that kind of really can point you in the right direction. Even when things might be a little bit blurry, you can kind of walk away with the correct thing. I mean, this is a really great question. Listen for the context, as always. Try this out. These are really, really good questions that our listeners are asking. I love this.
I love it when you guys ask awesome questions. So send your questions into us, lindsay@allersenglish.com. We love getting them. Let us know what you want to learn from this show, because this show is for you guys, okay? And don't forget to follow us, where, Michelle? On social media, right?
Yes, we are all over the place over there. So come have fun with us.
Absolutely. See you guys there. Michelle, thanks for hanging today.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.